their enemies. And it doesn't mean that we don't want peace. We just want to recognize the reality.
CBS's Major Garrett.
Zelensky needs this agreement more than President Trump does, and he needs to come back. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has said very clearly, and Mike Wallace, the National Security Advisor, has said very clearly, Zelensky needs to apologize and come back with a much more cooperative attitude defined by the Trump administration, not by Zelensky.
Federal employees are starting to receive a second round of emails demanding they explain what they did last week. The Vatican says that the Pope, in the hospital for 2 weeks now, had a coughing fit, inhaled vomit, and now requires assisted ventilation. Rosemary Obiakosi from Nigeria is visiting Rome.
I feel sad about what's going on with him right now, because apart from his being a Pope, he's also human. You don't wish someone to be ill.
New Mexico authorities provide an update on the death of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza says from the initial investigation,
the manner and cause of death has not been determined.
He says while the results of the autopsy and toxicology reports are still pending,
there were no apparent signs of foul play.
Santa Fe Fire and a New Mexico gas company came to the scene and concluded,
both individuals tested negative for carbon monoxide.
And after a scan of Hackman's pacemaker,
his last event was recorded on February 17, 2025.
Which means he may have been dead for 10 days. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Two Mexican drug lords plead not guilty to several federal charges in New York. One of them is accused of kidnapping, torturing, and killing a U.S. drug agent in the 80s. CBS's Nicole Skanga has more.
They pled not guilty to a sweeping range of drug trafficking charges there in the courtroom, and they were ordered held without bail. They're due back in court at the end of March, and after the proceedings, the head of the New York division of the DEA, his name's Frank Tarantino, told reporters that he had been waiting 40 years for that moment to come about.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Scientific research at public and private universities could be impacted by the possible slashing of federal funds.
During a strike over statewide staffing levels, UC employees raised concerns about federal funding cuts that could impact researchers.
They are horrified.
Satori Lee says some professors are already starting to cut back on supplies for everything from cancer to diabetes research.
I mean, research isn't a frugal business to be in. It's a passionate business to be in. So if they don't have the funding they need, they can't really do anything. Think that's life-changing.
Meanwhile, Stanford University has announced a hiring freeze amid the Trump administration's threat of ending research funding. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Berkeley, California.
Gender identity protections are stripped from Iowa's civil rights code, the first state to do so. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who has long opposed gender identity protections, signed the bill into law today. It also explicitly defines female and male as well as gender. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry tonight, and windy with a low in the upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, colder though, highs in the upper 20s, but to the mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
5-5-4-4-5. Look at Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a two-dress on. She's a devil with a two-dress on. No, help her say. Number 5, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger, and I like to my fat. Devil with a two-dress on. She's a devil with a two-dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a two-dress on. Yeah, the devil with a two-dress on.
Yeah. Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kirk Fallman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Street. no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Love you, let me jump in your game. She's wild.
make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Yeah. you have in your mind. I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We've never seen anything like it. A knockdown, drag-out, verbal warfare in the White House. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump duked it out in the Oval Office Friday. CBS's Erica Brown reports from the White House.
After the intense Oval Office meeting, the leaders left unsigned a rare earth minerals deal between the U.S. and Ukraine. Previously, President Trump said the agreement would bring Kyiv closer to ending the war, which Russia began just over 3 years ago. The president spoke to reporters as he was leaving the White House for the weekend.
You saw what I saw today. That was not a man that wanted to make peace. And I'm only interested if he wants to end the bloodshed.
A planned press conference with the two leaders was canceled after the meeting.
Later, Zelensky told Fox his people need to know whose side the U.S. is on.
I'm speaking like a president of a people who are in this struggle 3 years, and they just want to hear that America on our side and that America will stay with us, not with Russians, with us.
A medical setback for the Pope. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
The Vatican reporting that the pontiff suffered from a sudden lung spasm, and that spasm led to vomiting, at which point the pontiff inhaled some stomach acid, which required doctors to intervene and aspirate his lungs.
The Pope is 88 years old. We've learned that actor Gene Hackman may have died in his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, earlier this month. CBS's Karen Hua has been following the story.
The Santa Fe County Sheriff is telling us Gene Hackman's pacemaker last showed activity on February 17th. That's 11 days ago. And the pathologist says the couple both tested negative for